Welcome to another edition of Telescope Man. This is our February observing report, and I've prepared this report as usual for the 15th of February at about 7:30 p.m. at night. Now remember that I'm located at about 96 degrees west and 32 degrees north latitude. So when I give you these angles, you're going to have to take that into consideration. So our first object for February is an old standby, M31, the Andromeda Galaxy. This should be visible from just about any site, except for one possibly where there's a whole lot of light pollution. But if you can just get away from the central city a little bit, you should be able to spot the Andromeda Galaxy. It'll be up there at about 41 degrees at 7:30 at night. Next object is a great showpiece object, the Orion Nebula, M42, up there at about 50 degrees at 7:30 p.m. So make sure you try to take a look at M42 while it's positioned almost perfectly in the night sky. The next object, you should have no trouble seeing. In fact, you might be able to see it from a suburban site just by looking up. And that's M45, the Pleiades, M45. This is a cluster that in Taurus that extremely bright, has lots of stars in it. And it also happens to be the hood ornament on a Subaru car. The next object is M81, a galaxy in Ursa Major. It'll be up there at about 35 degrees at 7:30 at night. Now, you'll probably only be able to see the core of this galaxy as a fuzzy star or maybe a star with some nebulosity around it. That's M81 in Ursa Major, and it'll be up there about 35 degrees above the horizon at 7:30 p.m. Our next object is another showpiece, the double cluster in Perseus. The double cluster in Perseus, NGC 869. NGC 869 will be way up there at about 55 degrees at 7:30 p.m. Tonight also, I want to give you a little double star to look at. Acamar. Acamar is the star name, so you can look that up on your star chart. It also can be found using its SAO number, SAO 216113. For all you folks with Meade go-to telescopes, SAO 216113, Acamar. A nice little double, but you're going to really have to take a quick look at it. It's only about 15 degrees above the horizon at 7:30. Possibly a better one might be Alpha Gemini Castor, the star called Castor in Gemini, another double. And let me give you another SAO number on that, SAO 60198, 60198. So those are two different double stars that you can take a look at this month during February. The next object is an open cluster, real pretty, M37. M37, also known as NGC 2099, NGC 2099, going to be way up there at about 77 degrees at 7:30 p.m. Next, we have a really well-known object, the Beehive Cluster, M44, in Cancer, up there at about 38 degrees at 7:30 in the evening. Again, another showpiece, open cluster, that is very beautiful in the telescope and also in binoculars. So if you have binoculars, of the objects that I've given you already, I would suggest you try for M45, the Pleiades, and M44, the Beehive, and also M37. Those three should be visible in binoculars. And finally, I have one more object for you during this month. kind of a little challenge object, the Blue Snowball, the Blue Snowball Planetary, NGC 7662, up about 30 degrees above the horizon at 7:30 p.m. So see if you can find the Blue Snowball, NGC 7662, in Andromeda as soon as you get set up after dark. So, as I usually say, I wish you all clear skies. And remember to keep looking up to see the greatest show on Earth right over your head every single night. See y'all later.